Welcome to Field Days, a weekly audio diary following the day-to-day life of a Montana rancher. I'm Sarah Brown. This week, Northern Cheyenne rancher Sterling Small gets together with relatives at a family reunion that drew hundreds.
We had our family reunion last weekend, and Small family reunion, and it was a pretty big hit. Everything went pretty good. I think there was a couple hundred people there at least. It was a little bit short.
The Small reunion's like all family reunions. It's about family identity and connection. But for them, it's also about cultural identity and connection, Indian identity and connection.
I think like most families, it's always you're kind of a little bit nervous for maybe people you haven't seen, but at the same time, once everybody relaxes, I think it's just like old times. I think it's just like every family. There's people in the family that just keep things alive, cultures, and things that you do out throughout the time. So just try to keep everybody together, I suppose. I think it's mostly that family reunion was for the elders, or the people that still alive. My grandpa and his brothers, there's three of them left, so it's mostly for those guys, and because they're getting pretty old.
Sterling's grandpa Melvin is 92. He's the only living Northern Cheyenne World War II veteran, a lifelong rancher, and now Sterling's landlord as he tries to establish his own ranch. His brothers, Johnny and Clinton, are both in their 80s.
There's three brothers left, and of course they all just sat by each other and visited, and that's part of, I think, our small culture is the farm, is the ranch life, is the Native American life. All three of those kind of combined kind of keep us a strong family.
The Smalls have been ranching on the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation since the early 20th century. Sterling's great-great-grandparents were Cheyenne people who ran cattle and leased land to cowboys traveling to Miles City. One of those cowboys was Sterling's great-grandfather, Tom Small, who married his grandmother, Shorthorn Woman, after they met on a cattle drive. Sterling's grandpa Melvin and his two brothers are the last of their children. Not surprisingly, the Smalls are all about horses and cattle. And where there are horses and cattle, there's rodeo.
Naturally, they had it at the rodeo grounds there on the Northern Cheyenne Indian Reservation. A lot of tents and that type of stuff, big awnings they had set up, and it was kind of a picnic style, but it's a really nice area. Them rodeo grounds are in the hills with a lot of trees and shade. They had some games for the kids and a lot of different things going on. I think it was unique for us. They had a steer roping after it, so a lot of the Smalls are into rodeo, so that's why I was cooking for 6 hours, barbecuing.
Sterling busted his knee at an Indian rodeo in White Swan, Washington, some weeks ago. He's having surgery this week. Although there are Smalls all over southeastern Montana, it turns out there are Smalls all over the United States, California, Washington, Oregon.
I think some good family stories were probably shared. A lot of good, they always like to tease each other, a lot of joking going on, telling on each other back long time ago, telling on each other.
But mostly, they talked about what ranch people the world over talk about.
It's funny that these farmers and ranchers always want to talk about the weather, always want to talk about the cattle sales that are coming up, the cattle market, and so everybody can kind of visit on some level pretty easily.
Next week, a wildfire breaks out just off the reservation, threatening Sterling's operation.
Field Days is hosted by Sarah Brown and produced by Sarah Brown and Ken Siebert for Yellowstone Public Radio in collaboration with the Prairie Star. For more information, visit our website, ypradio.org.